I don't know what you've heard about you, but he's with the sweet spot 1 to 3. He's Patrick Dumont without the weird teeth. It's the afternoon J-U-B. I don't know what you've heard about you, but he's with the sweet spot 1 to 3. He's got no guns, but he likes to shoot skeet. It's the afternoon J-U-B.
That's right, 2:37 on a Tuesday, and that intro means one thing and one thing only. It's time for Afternoon Jub here on the Sweet Spot.
Oh, yeah.
And this is sponsored, Jay.
Globe Life.
Right, so let us say hello to Texas Radio Hall of Famer, one-third of the Courage Boys. You hear him on the mornings, 6 to 9 here on the Ticket, and the Musers, the podcast. Mm-hmm. It's George Dunham.
Oh, yeah, the Sweet Spot.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
So I texted you a photo earlier, and I just want to say that I've seen the light. I know you're pro hot dog.
Oh, yeah.
And as the older I get, I'm more pro hot dog now. But the other day I was running some errands before the final round of the Masters got going on Sunday. I actually listening to Whip driving around, and I go to a big box hardware store. Won't say the name. Don't know if they're a sponsor.
Boy, isn't that great when they have the guy out there grilling right outside the door?
Yes, they had the little old lady in my case with the flat iron grill, and you had some sauteed onions and jalapenos going, and I got one of the best hot dogs I've ever put in my mouth, George.
Man, that looks great. Yeah, I don't know if I go jalapeno very often, but I probably should. Those look great.
And she like split the dog down the middle so you had just more surface area of goodness.
Yeah.
It was
magical.
I think
that's the way to do it.
I was saying to myself, I bet George would be in heaven right now.
Yeah, man, I have partaken in the outside the hardware box store hot dog a number of times. I love it. That's such a bonus.
They need Michelin stars.
They really do.
Are they all like this? Because I feel like I've had one of those when I was a kid, and it was just a hot dog, kind of. Like, and there's a difference between the gourmet hot dog, like the one, the best hot dog Sean has ever had that he talks about all the time.
Not the
Dodger dog, but outside, just somebody
outside
on the street.
Yep.
And it was incredible.
It was magic, George.
I think the best one I've had is, and it's really, you know, I guess it's kind of generic and maybe pumped up a little too much, but the little hot dog stand in New York, I've had a couple of those, and man, there's something different about those.
What about the one that you Lady and the Tramp with Jerry Jones?
That was really good, too. That really was a piece of heaven on earth, as Jerry said.
Was that a street
one?
It
had some chili on it.
Was it like a street dog or like from a restaurant down there?
No, it was a street dog. And yeah, and he stopped the car, and some guy named Freezy brought us two chili dogs.
Are we having a hot dog renaissance now because of the kids calling it Glizzy? It feels the hot dog eating contest has been popular for a long time, but it feels like the hot dog is more mainstream now than it was, you know, 20, 30 years ago.
I think we've had a hot dog comeback. Now there's the, you know, the naysayers who like to tell us how bad they are and all that and how they're not good for you.
No.
I don't even know if that's true.
No.
But, you know, come on. Let's live a little.
I don't know that the hot dog eating contest is good PR for wanting to eat them, though, is it?
I mean, you've never been like, okay, I'm going to have a hot dog.
No. After watching it?
No.
Maybe at the beginning, not at the end, but when they're introducing those look like some good hot dogs, but at the end, it's like eating a hot dog. It's like, okay, this looks good, and then you get done eating it, and you're like, okay,
but the last bite was not that great. He dunks it in the water, and he's got hot dog shrapnel all over his face and T-shirt.
And they're trying not to vomit everywhere.
I lose my appetite for a hot dog, and I had never even heard of this outside the store hot dog till Sean cornered me in the bathroom
yesterday. Are you serious? Dude, they've had them there for... Yeah, long time. Yeah.
I don't do a lot of home renovations, so I'll start there. But yeah, Sean told me yesterday, he's like, dude, I got a pretty good little hot dog outside of the Home Depot or wherever you were yesterday. And
honestly,
I was like, oh, okay.
I have no reason to go back for anything around the house, but I damn sure want to go get some lunch there pretty soon again.
Yeah, he's just going to go get a box of nails.
Yeah. You don't have to buy
anything. Where I live,
you can just get hot dog.
I think you're right about the Renaissance. This is going to sound really dumb, but I feel like I see more hot dog stands than I did 10 years ago.
Like, if you go to a game at the AAC, for the next couple years until they move away, there's a couple people right out on the steps selling street hot dogs, and they smell incredible.
Yeah.
And that wasn't that's within the past couple years too.
Like and we've got out where I live, there's a gas station, and outside the gas station, there is a little wagon out there, and it proudly says hot dogs.
So are they going to write about this time in our history books? Like, of course, we had the real Renaissance with art and science and the Industrial Revolution. Are our grandkids going to be talking about the hot dog Renaissance?
Yes, because we are living in the dumbest of times. Yep. So why wouldn't we have a hot dog Renaissance right now?
So we have a kick-a-sance in football, a hot dog Renaissance. There's got to be a third thing that we're about to embark on.
They come in threes. We'll just like when VH1 does I Love the 2020s and it's 2026. Yeah, we're gonna have like a full segment on the hot dog Renaissance.
I hope so.
And of course, the 20s were known for hot dogs.
Well, speaking of dogs, speaking of dogs, we were noticing the Mariners had another bark at the park, and it feels like they have more than most clubs. And I was just curious, could your dogs handle going to a ball game? Because I don't think
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. That would be like a chore just to try to wrangle her the whole time.
Yeah, he's pretty chill, but other dogs get his attention. Other people get his attention.
Food,
smells, all of it. I think it would just be overload for a dog.
Yeah.
For most dogs. Do the Rangers do it like once or twice?
I think they have
one
at least one or two.
Yeah.
The Mariners have it, I swear, once a week.
I think Frisco has theirs coming up like 10 days from now. And I was just thinking about like the logistics of bringing my dog out there, and she could not handle life. Like, I would have to put the harness on her. Because you have like the regular collar with the leash, but then you have to have like the full body harness just to make sure that she doesn't just bolt into the outfield.
Yeah. If you take your dog to dog night in Frisco, do they get to swim?
Ooh.
That's a great question. I don't
think
they
should. I mean, that pool would get so nasty.
Yeah.
Gunner would love that if he got to go on swim night.
Because Gunner's funner.
He is funner than your average silver lab. And he's got the cone of shame off. He's doing better. He's feeling a lot better about himself.
That's good.
Yeah.
And on the dog topic, did you see the video? I don't know if Justin sent you this or not.
He did. And
have you watched it yet?
I saw this.
Okay.
Was this the night the dog was called up? Did he just like make the move up to AAA when he did this?
It was his first game, and you could tell it was his first game. I was going to have you do play-by-play of this if you haven't seen it yet.
Okay.
But yeah, if you just want to pull it up and maybe start it at the 4-second mark, because it starts a little out of order. But if you just fast forward to 4 seconds, and you can give some play-by-play of what's going on with the Phillies bat.
All right, the yellow lab is free in the infield, out towards third base, now circles short of second, and now he's taking a number two on the infield. And man, he's taking his time taking that number two. It's a second squat. And now he's off. And he's off, headed towards left field, and he's been, the grounds crew guy didn't catch him. Now he is sitting, and the guy's got him with the leash. Okay, he's secured. Yeah, he's going to be fired. He needs to be ripped.
He'll be demoted soon.
There's a part two.
We're still going. Okay, oh gosh. He blew off getting the base gone again. He's racing out towards the pitcher. At this point, he's delaying the game, I guess. It was the pitcher about... I guess he was still taking his warm-up pitches.
Yeah.
It's so funny because the dog doesn't know he's going to get fired. He's just like...
No.
He runs out there.
Best night ever.
And he squats, and everybody in the ballpark starts cheering for him. He's like, okay, this is awesome. And then he does it again, and then he gets yelled at by the handler, and they're practicing. He's like, hey, you get the bat. Okay, I'll take the leash off. And then he just takes off again.
So great.
I mean, dogs usually get their business done in about 5 seconds.
Yeah.
That dog took like 25 seconds to do all that.
Well, he's a showman.
Yeah.
That's why he made it to AAA.
They're still cheering for me.
Yeah, I think they need to put him back in maybe single A.
I don't know. He's got to figure out the ropes, I guess. One other thing, I saw the morning news article, George. This is the topic from a few weeks back of the Bartonville store needing proper plumbing, right?
Yeah, that's the Bartonville store where I go a bunch, and the businesses buy it on McMakin. For some reason, they've been left out by the town because there's other businesses in town that have sewer, but they're on septic. And the really frustrating thing is not only are they told no by the town council, they can't get on the agenda, and they're not listened to. And it's all because of this scare tactic of, well, if we let them have sewer, then the whole town's just going to go to pot and everyone's going to want sewer because we're all on septic out here. Mm. But I'll tell you this. I'll tell the opposition, I will join their Keep Bartonville rule if they just let these businesses have sewer. It's already there. The infrastructure's already there. They just have to hook up to it. And they made an agreement with this neighboring township to get it like 7 years ago or so. I won't bore you with all the details. Sarah Heppola did a great story on it, and it gives all the details. If you want to hear what small town politics are all about, they can be really frustrating. She illustrates it really well, and hopefully my friend Tim House at the Bartonville store and these other businesses, hopefully logic will win out and they will be able to hook up to their sewer line that is already there and not have to pay an expense that other businesses in town don't have to pay because they magically on sewer are on sewer. And with those businesses connected to a sewer line, somehow that hasn't ended our town. Now, these five businesses, if they hook up, apparently that's going to end it all for us. I don't get it.
I just like how you're using your celebrity for good. Like you're leaning on the city publicly with like your radio platform and now the morning news. You're an agent of change, George.
I'm trying
for poop,
and I'm not. I don't think it's anything radical either. It's not as if I'm. I don't know. Calling for every night to be dog night at area businesses. I'm just saying.
I mean, that'd be kind of cool.
That would be. I'm going to write that down for the next council meeting. Hey, can we have dog night every night at every business? No, but I just know Tim really well. He's not. He runs a small business, as these other business owners do. A vet, a small doctor's office. A nursery, a business park, and man, they're just little businesses. They're just trying to make it. And the last thing they need to do is worry about the sanitary conditions and then the expense of maintaining a septic system when every other business in town can hook up to a sewer. It's not that big a deal.
And the photos of you gazing into the camera, man. Just because I know you, I think it just kind of makes me smile. Like Blue Steel Joe.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this is serious. I had to look, give a serious look. I couldn't like laugh because it's not funny.
That's right. I'm trying to make some change happen.
Yes.
But I don't know about y'all, but if you tell me there's a photo shoot, I am so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do with my hands. I don't know what sort of smile or non-smile or how to hold your shoulders. Aren't you guys really self-conscious when you're told, okay, we'll just sit down there. We're going to take a couple of pics of you.
I feel better when the photographer tells me what to do. It's like, all right, smile or don't smile. If it's just like all up to me, I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just going to sit here.
Like your Playgirl shoot. Just tell you what to do.
Yeah. Tell me to dance. Tell me what to do.
Spread them.
Yeah. I'm your model.
Plus, you see what it looks like right after they finish, and you're just going, oh, man, I'm not photogenic at all. But hey, if it helps the Bartonville store and the other businesses in town, I'm all for it. Thank you, Sarah Heppola, for taking an interest. And, man, she did some serious research on that story, too. Yeah. I actually learned something from reading it. And hopefully the opposition to these businesses will read it. And maybe, they will learn something, too.
Well, keep fighting the good fight, Jeb.
I'll try, fellas. You do the same on the Sweet Spot.
Yeah, and have a
Diamond Talk.
Have a good summer of the hot dog. We'll do this again next week.
That's what this is going to be.
Yeah, it's the summer of the hot dog.
Summer of hot dogs. Yeah.
All right, Georgie. We'll talk to you.
See you, boys.
There he goes, George Dunham of the Musers.